Blog Talk Radio.
Starting it off now. Blazkowski. That's how it's going to be tonight. So, I'm ready to go, and I hope y'all ready to go. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about as long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. As long as you don't have sex with them, they are cool. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? A lot of adults know what I'm talking about. When I say that, you know, there are people that are some of the coolest people in the world, some of the most level-headed people in the world, some of the most reasonable people in the world, some of the most understanding people in the world, until they start having sexual relations with you or somebody else. Yeah, there's something about when a person is not having sex with people, they conduct themselves in a certain type of way. And for some people, not all people, because this concept does not apply to all people. This concept that we're going to talk about tonight only applies to the people that it applies to. It only goes for the people that it goes for. This is not for everybody. This is kind of like soup. You know how some people really like soup, and some people be like, nah, I don't like no soup. You know, some people associate soup with like stew. So, you know, they got to have some meat in their stew. They got to have some vegetables in their stew. And of course, you know, the broth in the soup. For some people, soup is nothing but broth. They'd be like, I don't like no soup, you know, because they haven't had the soup made right. When I talk about this concept, or should I say, when we talk about this concept tonight, we are talking about the people who start to lose their mind, who start to be really possessive, who start to try to take ownership, who start to try to rearrange the whole rules of whatever was governing y'all relationship that y'all were having before, after y'all start having sex. Now, let's get one thing straight here. We're not strictly talking about when the sex is great, mind-blowing, you know, off the hook, off the chain. It's not even about all of that all the time. You know, it would be easy to say like, yeah, you know, once she got the good wood, she started acting in ways I never understood. Once I gave her the good wood, she started acting crazy in the ways I never understood. Once I gave her the what? Good wood. She started acting crazy in the ways I never understood. And once I gave her the good wood. No, it's not all about that. It's not always about whether the sex is really great. It's whether the sex is sex. You know, for a lot of people, depending on how they were raised, their cultures and things like that, the fact that they are having sexual relations in the first place sets off a signal in their mind, an alarm in their mind. Like, wait a minute. How can things be the same when you are not having sex as they are when you are having sex? After all, you know, children aren't supposed to have sex. Adults are supposed to have sex. So you wait until you're not a child anymore in order to start having sex, depending on how old you think it is to be a child. But you know what I'm talking about. We know that teenagers have sex and they shouldn't be having sex, but they do. So, you know. But I'm not talking about that child. I'm talking about, you know, children like single digits. I would say before the age of at least 15, you shouldn't be having sex. But they do. But that's besides the point. So being as though you normally have to wait until you are an adult to have sex and indefinitely to start having sex freely without obligation or without, you know, unrealistic expectations or whatever, it separates that activity from anything else. Like, before I got a job, I was broke, but I wasn't crazy. That's different than when you start having sex with somebody. It's a one-on-one act. So if we're friends, and I don't mean friends with benefits, if you and I are just friends, of course, you know, we can look at each other. We might we might have certain conversations with each other about other friends, about other people, about other loves, about other other things that may be of an intimate nature, but it doesn't really apply to us because we ain't talking to each other or about each other. Well, once you start having sex, those conversations are, should be expected to change a little bit. Because now you can start to infuse yourself in the conversation about sex that you were having before. Listen, I don't know who y'all know, but most of the women that I know will let you know that you ain't just going to be effing them. You ain't just going to be effing them and acting like you don't know them or like y'all just cool or they just somebody that you know or that you cool with. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna be walking past me in the hallways giving me chest bumps or handshakes or, you know what I mean, like, hey, waves and all of that. When we did what we did last night, now you better act like you respect me. And by respect, I mean that even if you are messing with somebody else in this workplace or in this whatever, you know, you don't be acting like I'm just a notch on your belt. I ain't like that. And men act the same way too. Like, you ain't just going to be treating me like I'm some regular Joe. We need to have a conversation. We had a conversation before we did it, and now that conversation continues. Your body's calling for me. My body's calling for you. My body's calling for you. I said a long time ago, I think I was saying this when I was a teenager. The whole game changes when you start having sex with somebody. If you think that the conversations that y'all used to be having in the hallways, in the boardrooms, in the classrooms, on the telephone, if you think those conversations are going to be the same as you used to have before you had sex, well, you might be in for a rude awakening. So if you weren't grown up before, something is about to grow you up with the quickness. Somebody is about to let you know exactly, you know, how they feel about some things. They might not have been telling you exactly how they felt about some things then. And I've always said, since I was a teenager, I've always said, and this might sound misogynistic, and it might sound sexist, and I don't give a fuck how it sounds, because it's going to sound like what I know. I don't think that you'll ever really get to know a woman that you've never had sex with. You'll think you know them, but you won't really know them. And yeah, that applies to your mom, your sister, you know, your girl cousins, anybody else that you know. Yeah, you might know them. You might know their whole history. But what you don't know is their hormonal, physiological history of what happens once you break the seal of that vaginal opening. It's a whole different ball game, sir. So yeah, even though mommy's boyfriend has only known him for a month and a half, he knows some things about mommy that you'll never understand, sir. That's right. Same thing with your sister. And I understand you see the external reactions of how she is, but guess what? You don't know. You don't know about those conversations that she would never let you hear. It's different. And I also say that, you know, once you start having sex with a woman, she'll tell you everything that you need to know about her. And I mean everything. Am I saying that she'll never lie to you again? Nope. What I'm saying is that she'll let you know everything about her that you need to know. The key word is what you need to know. Because after you start having sex with her, you're going to know that when she's lying or when she's not. If she keeps having sex with you, you're going to know. Certain things are going to start to be revealed to you that you never would have saw before. You know, so, you know, niggas be like, yo, she start going crazy on me after this, that, and the third. Like, yeah, you know, you noticed that it was after that. You was never going to see that before. And that's not to say that people don't give you warnings, because I'm a man, a straight man, I only look at things from a certain perspective. So of course I'm going to speak from the male perspective, you know, talking about women. But men are the same way. You see how a lot of these women out here be complaining about their baby father, how he won't, you know, he won't take care of his kids, he won't do right, he won't stop acting crazy, he won't stop stalking, he won't come around, because she ain't fucking him no more. He wasn't doing all that stalking and all of that kind of stuff before she started having sex with him. Now, the thing is, having sex with him again ain't going to make him act better, but it will make him more agreeable. I know, right? It sounds a little contradictory, right? Like, wait a minute. Sounds a little oxymoronic. Yeah, but, you know. So, yeah. He behind 3 months on his child support. You threaten to take him, you take him to court. He like, you took him to court. He like, got his license taken away. Mm-hmm. Got a warrant for his arrest. He like, mm-hmm. You got drunk one night. He called you. You let him come over, and you gave him some. Guess what? All the back child support was in your Cash App the next day. He brought it with him. The nigga brought it with him when he came over the crib. He had a barber's bag full of money. Like, yeah, that's for January, February, March. It's this month and all the way up to June. But you know what you gotta do. I'm joking, but I'm serious. And Carol says, laugh my ass off. Is that all it took? Sometimes, yeah. And yes, this is extreme. It's extreme even with people. It's extreme even with people that it's not this extreme with. What we're talking about tonight is, as long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. But the thing is, you had to not have sex with them back then before y'all had sex. After you open up the Pandora's box, the box is open. You know what happened when you opened up the Pandora's box. That's why the world is the way that it is now, because of the Pandora's box. And once it got open, you couldn't stop it. It had all kinds of snakes and worms and gargoyles and all kinds of shit flying out into the atmosphere. You couldn't find everything that got out of it and put it back in there. It's a wrap. What's going on, Stacey White? How you feeling tonight? It's good to see you. I hope you're feeling all right. Speaking of feeling all right, T. Carrie, right, morning, noon, and night. It's great to have my people going directly into your sight. And a Carol Chamberlain, my friend, me favorita, and my brother, Ansel Jones, your Baltimore brother. Girls can't leave him alone. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, chill. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling tonight? I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. So that's what we're talking about tonight. As long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. As long as you don't have sex with them. Like sometimes, for some people, sex is the doorway, the entrance way to their whole hormonal reaction. That's their whole feelings. And I'm not saying that you're shallow, you know, because you don't know how to, like, not being able to handle sexual activity is almost like not knowing how to hold your liquor. You know, when somebody don't know how to hold their liquor, they can't drink a whole lot before it really affects them in a negative way. You know, they be drunk. Well, some people can't handle sexual activity, and it changes them immediately. So that intercourse is just like that shot. that shot, that beer, that drink, that wine. They can't take it. Drunk in love, right? That's right. Beyonce drunk in love. Well, unfortunately, sometimes art imitates life, and sometimes life imitates art, and sometimes art and life are the same goddamn thing. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get 'emism show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show, we are talking about as long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. As long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. And, you know, a lot of people knew this before they started having sex with somebody, and they did it anyway. You know, some people just can't help inviting that drama into their lives. They just can't help. You know, when the fork in the road comes, when you come to the fork in the road, and this road clearly says the right way, peace, freedom, prosperity, no problems, and the other way says, taking a chance, mystery, could be dangerous, not all that safe, one star. The other road said 5-star. This road says a lot of negative reviews. This road says brand new product, warranty for a certain amount of time, you know, money back guarantee. This one says buyer beware, buy as is, refurbished, you know, cheaper. Some people will say, the smart person will say, let me just go ahead and take this road. Let me take this road, and then I'll study what the other road was about. A lot of people will say, man, that right road is overrated. A lot of punks and scaredy cats be taking that road. I'm going to see what's up with this. Because I heard that even though this joint get a lot of negative reviews, this is the real secret. This is shit that they don't be wanting you to take, because this is the real discount. This is the real bargain. This is the real truth. Over here is mainstream media. Over here is YouTube. You might like YouTube, but you know YouTube, you can say whatever you want. Motherfuckers don't be doing research and all that kind of shit. There be truth in it, but it ain't verifiable. Over here, they firing Tucker Carlson. You know who Tucker Carlson was, right? That was the news anchor on Fox News. You know, in the 2020 election, he was the one kicking it like, yo, the election was stolen. Made a lot of money, got a lot of views off of that. He's gone now. Fox said, you almost cost me $1 billion. We got to get you out of here and grip him up by his collar. Yo, clean all of your stuff out of your desk. We done with you. We done with all this mess. We didn't mean to get caught up like that, but we hate Democrats. You know how to go at this particular time. You won't shine on these airwaves, yo. You're out of here. Behave yourself. I hope that you do well, but you're out of here. We got to tell. Niggas. Niggas. Yeah. Tucker Carlson. Holla, Tucker Carlson. Bye-bye, Tucker Carlson. I'm saying bye-bye. Don't go. I'm saying bye. I'm going to go ride on my enemies. All the MAGA Republicans. I'm telling you, the election was stolen. Tucker was right. Tucker was right. Tucker is on his own. Let me see if Donald Trump will hire him. You know what I mean? You know, Tucker Carlson was making like $20-30 million a year. Anyway. All right. Okay. Yeah, right. Says you want this money, right? Ansel Jones says once they have sex, the relationship starts. Can't say it no plainer. But like I said, people who are this way, they let you know. They let you know up front. But, you know, some people decide that they don't want to take the right road. They want to take the questionable road. And then you have these people who convince themselves like, yeah, if I give her some or if I give him some, it'll shut him the fuck up. If I give him some or give her some, it'll smooth him out. It'll shut him up. It'll make him stop acting all stupid and talking dumb. Well, how'd it work? I mean, the shit, when it happens, it'll literally be feeling like, all right, so, you know, y'all laid up in the bed or whatever, you know. Whatever y'all did to do. And everything seemed cool. Well, actually, sometimes you can see it in their eyes while you're actually having sex with them. Have you ever seen anything like that? Have you ever seen a person transform right while you're there? You're like, oh, my God. It don't necessarily have to be scary, but you can tell. You can tell there's a changing of the guard there. There's a changing of the guard. It was a manageable situation. Before you had sex with them, after you had sex with them, they literally rise up off the bed like, you know, some Michael Myers shit. You know how Michael Myers got the gun, got the knife in his hand. No expression, Michael Myers. You're in for it. As long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. You start having sex with them, they tell you where you can go. They tell them how you have to talk to them, speak to them. Conduct yourself with them. They'll tell you where you have to be and what time. You know, and then don't let them start laying the guilt trip on you. Oh, I get it. Oh, you knew how vulnerable I was. You knew I hadn't been with nobody in a while. You knew that my last relationship was all messed up, and you just took advantage of me. Now, mind you, they might have been the person that was pushing you to have sex, but now they telling you that you took advantage of them. Before y'all had sex, they was literally telling you, you know what I mean? Boy, you better come get this pussy. Come get this. That was before the shot. After the shot, you wrong. You wrong. You wrong. You wrong. You literally took advantage of me as a juvenile. Like, shorty, we ain't but 2 years apart. I'm not as experienced as you are. I ain't never been out there like that. What you talking about? You a hoe. I ain't been a hoe in a while. I stopped being a hoe. And first of all, don't talk to me like that. Because I'm not no hoe. Was I a hoe when I was blah, 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 blah? I decline to answer that right now. I'm gonna exercise my Fifth Amendment rights. Anyway, Carol Chamberlain says when casual sex becomes possessive sex. Well, that's the thing. With these people, there's no such thing as casual sex. So you think that y'all was just in a friends with benefits situation. You thought it was just friends with benefits. You can see whoever you want to see. I can see whoever I want to see. Yeah, all of that was cool before y'all started having sex. Yep, you can see whoever you wanted to see. But now as you having sex with me, you know, you need to give me an explanation about who you're seeing and in what capacity. Because whoever I'm seeing, I'm not seeing like that. So if you're going to be seeing me like that, well, I think as a man, you should, you know, they start using words. Yeah. As a man, you know, you should blah, 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 blah. As a man, mama, I just killed a man. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, casual sex is biblical sex for some. Biblical sex, huh? And so says, more friends or opposite sex. More friends of the opposite sex stay in contact. T.K. Wright says, I had a dude tell me, you know that we're together now, right? He didn't like my answer. What's with that emoji? Mia Cunningham, goddamn. What's going on, Mia? She says, people, sorry. Sorry I'm late working on a project. What up, fam? What up, you? Narset. So when you say, oh, God, during sex, it becomes biblical? You know, I never thought of it that way. That makes sense to me. Like, once they start screaming out Jesus, it doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or, you know. God is love. All right, TK Wright says, Carol, I straight up told him, no, we're not, and don't say shit to anyone. I'll deny it. He actually asked, so where are we taking this relationship? Yeah, he wasn't trying to hear that shit you was talking about. Carol says, well, all righty now. I guess he missed the whole message. TK Wright says, if I'm only doing it with you casually, I don't owe you any explanation about who I'm with or what I'm doing. And that all sounds good to you. You know how a dog or a cat or a horse, you know how they understand commands. You can teach a dog or a cat or a horse or a lion or elephant, you can teach them commands. But when you start having a whole conversation with them, putting together words and sentences and paragraphs, you're going to lose them. They only understand the commands. One word meaning this, one word meaning that. You know, words like sit, heal. Even three words. Give me paw. High five. Giddy up. Whoa. Gee. Ha. Yeah, once you start talking to your pets about, like, yo, man, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with Tamika. You know, Tamika is tripping right now. You know what I mean? I'm really feeling her. And I know that she really, I think that she really feeling me. At least she was acting like it. But, you know, I ain't talked to her in a few. And you know what? Let me tell you something about Mika. Mika be chilling. I mean, Mika be tripping. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, Crystal? Like, Mika be, she be tripping. Man. She be on some other shit. And blah, 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 blah. That's what it's like when you trying to reason with somebody who is hell-bent on what they're talking about. So as you're talking about, like, no, I don't owe you. This wasn't that arrangement that we had, blah, 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 blah. You're talking to that dog or that cat. They only understand commands. You're talking to them like you're talking to people. They are not people right now. They understand commands. They are looking for one-word answers from you. Yes, no, later. Uh-huh. We can. I'll be there to always count. Okay. What up, Vita? What up, Vita B? Vita B. So yeah, logic is for people that you are not in intimate relationships with. Once you start having sex with somebody, that's when, see, all right, let me put it this way. Before you was having sex with somebody, words were all you needed because the communication was the key. Think about it. Before, when you're not having sex with nobody, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about with them. You can talk about swamps. You can talk about frogs and or other amphibious animals, creatures. You can talk about alligators and crocodiles and eels. You can talk about dolphins and whales and sharks. And you can talk about the sky and the moon and the stars and the sun, planets and the galaxies and the black hole and the universe. And you can talk about couches and walls and paint and colors and microphones and cameras and lights, and glasses, and plates, and spoons, and forks, and knives. You can talk about anything you want to in the world when you're not having sex with somebody, because it's all about communication. It's all about sending messages and receiving messages. Sending, receiving, sending, receiving. That's before the sex. After the sex, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Your actions speak louder than words. So you told me that we was only friends, but I don't fuck my friends. You told me that we were seeing other people, but you be seeing me too much to be seeing anybody else. So that means something to me. Actions speak louder than words. Before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, action speaks louder than words. Before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, last beat louder than before the hold on, let me get it right. Let before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, action speaks louder than words. Before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, yeah. Before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, action speaks louder than words. Before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, action speaks louder than words. And they're going to be people, they're going to be those of y'all who tell me that it ain't like that. And you lying. You lying. Actions speak louder than words. Well, yeah, you say we ain't together, but you be acting like we together. Well, how do you act like we together? Well, you know, sometimes, you know, they might not even want to say exactly what. Before the shot, communication is the key. After the shot, action speaks louder than words. Me Cunningham says it's another story when sex and feelings get involved. Well, so, yeah, sometimes for some people, sex and feelings are the same thing. That's why before y'all started having sex, everything was okay. Kinda. They might have been crazy, but they was crazy that you really didn't have to deal with personally. You know why? Because you wasn't fucking them anyway. You ever had to say that? Come on, man. You ever had to say that with some people? Like, it don't really matter to me because I ain't fucking them. But you see how crazy somebody is acting against somebody else or towards somebody else, and you're like, damn. And you get you know, you had that feeling like, yo, I would never. But you bearing witness. That person is cool with you because you ain't in you're not in the situation that they putting somebody else through. But you seeing it right there in live in color. You seeing that shit right there in HK video, high definition. I'm just saying. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. I am your host on 752, and we talking about as long as you don't have sex with them, they cool. I mean, many of y'all been in this situation. Like I said, it's not always because the sex is great. It can be because the sex wasn't there before. You know what I mean? People have been getting on me years for talking about people who are abstinent and celibate and all of that. You know how I be saying, yeah, people be celibate because there's some shit up here that they got to deal with. And they associate sex with fucking this up. Nah, it ain't always like that. I was celibate for 2 years, and it wasn't because of that, and blah, blah, blah. All right, that's you. And there are exceptions to every rule. But the rule says when you take a bunch of those celibate motherfuckers and you start fucking them, all of them gonna be crazy. It's gonna be Kensington and Allegheny down this bitch. And for the rest of the country, y'all know what it's like in Philly. Y'all know even those of y'all who never been to Philly, never wanted to come to Philly, y'all know about the Kensington section of Philly, known for all of that opioid crisis shit. It's a damn zombie land down there with all them heroin addicts. That's what it'll be like for all of them celibate motherfuckers. Because they all are fucked up. They all stop having sex because they associated the sex with messing them up mentally and emotionally. Many of them are honest with you. Like, yo, you know, like, I had to shut it. You know how women be like, I had to shut it down for a while. I had to shut it down. You got to understand what they saying. The problem is this. This is linked to this. Okay, you could say this is linked to this, and this is linked to that. But you can get to this to here quicker. Boom, boom. Like, fuck that. It ain't because the sex is great. It's because the sex triggers something. You know? Anybody who has ever, you know, took a chance on holding a firecracker too long after they lit it, they know, like, yo, that's not a good idea, dummy. It's not a good idea. Many people have lost a hand or fingers because they held an M80. They might have lost their hand and their hearing, dumbass. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to this channel. And so Joe says, why didn't you invite me to the barbecue posted yesterday? I'm telling you, not having sex with him, you don't even have to entertain those questions. Because for a lot of people, there are no obligations for you if you're not having sex with them. Like, I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you where to go. Now, for some people, they'd be like, you know, just because you fucking me don't mean you can run my life. Yeah, that's what you say. That sure ain't what they say. But yeah, like, you know, think about it. Somebody you ain't having sex with, you know, they calling you on the phone, like, asking you why you didn't do something, why you didn't consider them for something. You ain't trying to hear that shit. As soon as you have sex with them, you know exactly where that's coming from. Like, oh, shit, here we go. My baby mama, she be acting crazy. My baby father, he be acting. My baby mama, she be acting crazy. My baby daddy, he be acting shady. My baby mama, she be acting crazy. My baby father, he be acting shady. It's not always because the sex is good. It's sometimes just because the sex is there. I can't tell you what to do if me and you ain't doing the do. But if you doing the do to me, you ain't going to tell me what I can't expect from you. You know, because I don't give this up to just anybody. You know, it'd be funny to me how people be talking about how, you know, their genitals are sacred. They don't just be doing this with anybody. Because a lot of times, and I mean, this is going to sound like a judgment. Maybe it is, but fuck it. It is what it is. A lot of times, these ain't the ones that be saving the ass for you. Like, you say that you don't just be doing this with anybody, but you just did it with me. You ain't even know me a week. Now, I get it. You grown, and you might not have played the lottery in years, but you played it today. And just like the lottery, you might have played the day don't mean that you going to hit the day. So just because you had sex today doesn't necessarily mean that the sex was great, but you did play. Just like you played the lottery, you had sex today. And just like the lottery, you might play tomorrow expecting to win. Just like with sex, you have certain expectations based on the fact that you played. What's the difference between, you know, the person who gives you money, who expects to have some type of control over you, and the person that has sex with you who expects to have some type of control over you? There ain't that much of a difference. I mean, there's not that much of a difference when you think about it. You think I'm going to put, listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you something. Carol Chamberlain, Stacey White, Mia Cunningham, Vita, anybody else? I don't miss nobody. Let me start putting thousands of dollars in your account. I'm not what you would call a tyrant. I'm not mad possessive. But I'll be goddamn if I'm going to be financing your whole life and you ain't going to do what I say. At least be there if I need you. Like, listen, you know, like, I just need you to drop me off at the airport. I got to take a flight to California. I know. Oh, I can't be doing that. Like, can't get a ride to the airport. I'm saying, you know, like, what the fuck? Well, damn. You talking about you got to go to work? I'm work. I just deposited mad dough into you. I'm on a consistent basis. I'm just looking out for the cookout. I can't get a ride to the airport? Man, not that much difference than... Oh, so you can tell me to put my legs in the air and touch the ceiling or try to touch both walls. You know what I mean? Just stretch until you touch both walls. That's all right for you to do. That's all of that. But I can't get a hoagie? My kids can't get a water ice? I hear the Mr. Softy man. We can't get a banana boat. We can't get Jimmy's. We can't get soft serve at McDonald's. You told me to put one leg on the rubber tree plant and the other leg on the microwave. So you want me to be heating and planting and growing. But my kids can't get four Rita's water ices. Damn, nigga. I really thought you was a man, nigga. The fuck happened to you? Okay. Everybody all right out there? Everybody good? We good? Everybody good? All right. I hope we good. Vita B says, you're not lying. Talk about whatever. Soon as you have sex, communication becomes nonverbal. I'm just going amen to that. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. And so says, I'm a proud side piece for her when she need it. Okay. Mia says, go ahead. You could put thousands in my account. You want me to fix you something to eat? Want to borrow my Jodeci CD? So you're having my baby, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious than to raise a family. Yes! Yes! You and I. Yeah. All right. We starting to get this here. Okay. Carol says, I got a flat. No can do. He says, I got Earth, Wind, and Fire. Greatest hits if you want to hear that. And so it says, you letting them shoot the club up and can't get food? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know that conversation has happened. The time to claim your independence ain't when you've been, you know what I mean, moaning or making the moan. That ain't the time to claim independence. You need to be smarter than that. I mean, and you know, I don't want to make light of the fact that some people really have they really have strong emotions when it comes to physical contact. You know what I'm saying? But a hug is one thing, and a kiss is another thing. But a fuck is a whole different tax bracket. You know, penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss, dime if you tell me that you fuck me. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, dime if you. Carol says, we'll be better when you make that deposit. Man, listen, man. Carol said, Taki, he knew better than to name you. He wasn't ready for your answer. Look, man, look. Like I said, as long as you don't have sex with them, they cool. This does not apply to everybody. This applies to who it applies to, and who it applies to them hard. It applies to them real. It applies to them, whoo, it's going to have you, it's going to have you rethinking every decision that you made leading up to when you took off your pants. And sometimes this happens in reverse. Sometimes this happens in reverse because sometimes you think that you're dealing with somebody. Okay. And in the case where the sex is really good, and this sets off the whole firestorm of emotions that are going to come forth. There's sometimes people think, just like what I was talking about before when I said that, you know, people convince themselves, like, I give them a little shot or I give her a little shot and that should cool them out. Sometimes people underestimate the power, the sexual power that some people have. So you thought, oh, this little nerdy dude, little punk, you know, timid dude, or this little nerdy chick, this little, you know, she don't have no experience, she don't know. And then they wind up being the ones that blow your damn mind. Yeah, they ain't about talking about sex. They about doing it. So now you the one caught out there. Yeah, you thought you was messing around with a frog and you got Prince Harry. Like, what the fuck? I thought I kissed Kermit. And here I am, ostracized from Buckingham Palace. You thought that you had a frog, and you wound up with Prince Harry. And I have to say Prince Harry because, you know, Prince Harry, he the realest. Prince Harry on some other shit. This isn't always a situation where the aggressor is the one acting a fool. It might have been the roles got reversed, the tables got turned. Everything got different. What happened? You know, you said, this person ain't nothing. They don't know what they doing or whatever. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to rock they world. I'm going to turn them out. And you wound up. You're talking about turning somebody out. Man, you went in there. You went in there hard-boiled eggs and came back out deviled eggs. Who made this? Damn. You went in there potato and came out potato salad. Wait a minute. You can't eat everybody potato salad. Who made this? Damn, Auntie be putting her damn arm in this bitch. You was just a potato. I don't know how all this mayonnaise, mustard, celery, onion, eggs. I don't know how all that shit got in here, but I'm in here. You wasn't nothing but an Idaho potato. God damn. Shit, I don't even, fuck that chicken. Fuck them ribs. Give me the potato salad. They turned you in. They turned you out. They turned you into sauerkraut. They turned you in, turned you out, and turned you into sauerkraut. Turned you in and turned you out. And now you the one talking about? You ain't just gonna be fucking me. You can't be just fucking me. You think you just fucking me. Yo, you gotta show and prove. Yo, do that move. Yo, do that move. Yo, it ain't all the ladies about the sex, but when it's about the sex and yo, nothing that comes next. This is what I plan to do today with you all day. Yeah. Hey. So I didn't want to leave y'all thinking that, okay, it ain't about whether the sex is good or not. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. You know what I mean? You went in there, as my daddy used to say, you went in there trying to get some pussy and got boop. You wound up getting boop. Yeah, rest in peace, Harry Belafonte. Rest in peace, Harry Belafonte. He was like in his 90s. Talk about living a life. G.K. Wright says, R.I.P. Is this a bad time to talk about how he passed down his beautiful smile and that forehead? I don't know. I look at Harry Belafonte a little different. You know, a lot of people talk about his activism. I'm like, how you have all those mixed kids? But that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. I'm pro-black in a different way. I ain't trying to hear nothing you say. If you laid up with the other Caucasian, I can't get with that shit. Your persuasion is different. So it's your conversation. I ain't listening to none of that shit you got to say. But I'm going to say rest in peace today because he's still my ancestors and the best of us. Yeah, it goes. All right, whatever, man. All right, rest in peace, Harry Belafonte. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's get on up out of here, man. I mean, we've done enough. Y'all understand what I'm talking about. All right, we, if you please. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Deborah Bailey. Happy birthday to you, and also Shakira Breen. Happy birthday to you, and Keisha Dandridge turning 50 years old today. And my girl, Princess Hill, turning 50 years old today. And Pat Sanders, go get a Pat Sanders. Happy birthday to you. And my man, T. Milton Street. Milton Street, you know, the city council of Milton Street, turning 84 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Milton. And last but not least, my girl, Tila Williams. My girl, Tila Williams. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 25th, I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, as long as you don't have sex with them, they're cool. But you can't expect to do something different and then have everything stay exactly the same. And that's kind of like what we get into when we make the mistake of thinking that, you know, well, me and you can have sexual relations and we can lay up in the bed and enjoy each other and even improve on what we had and think that the feelings that we have for each other will stay the same. So we're going to do everything different, but everything is going to stay the same. We're going to physically do everything differently, but we're going to emotionally stay the same. You're fooling yourself. You sound really stupid, and this is bad for your health. You ain't going to stay the same as you were. No time. Yo, is it a crime that I still love you? Oh, I know what I said. Is it a crime that I still love you? I want you to love me too. I want you to love me too. I said, is it a crime that I still love you? And I want you to love me too. Is it a crime that I still love you? And I want you to love me too. And if you don't, I ain't paying no child support. And I don't care how day I get caught. And I don't care if you send the cops to my house. And I don't give a fuck if they carry me out in the cuffs and lock me up for a whole year. I ain't paying no child support, my dear. And I ain't doing nothing that you say. But if you lay down with me today, I do whatever you say. If you lay with me today, I do whatever you say. And lay with me today, I do whatever you say. You lay with me today, I do whatever you say. But you ain't giving me none of that shit today. That's right. All right, y'all. Peace to my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Em Ism show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here.